What was your thinking?
Did Jack give you a statement that we worked out?
Then I
called him back, said that we had another call from the FBI, and they would like to have the reference to their part in this different if you use that statement. Instead of saying that you are directing them to do it, they'd like to say that they have been putting that they are putting the full force of their of the Bureau into the solving of this case.
Are they already in it?
Well, they've been in it. We got them in about 2.5 weeks ago. So they have been in it. Now, how hard they've been in it, a little hard for me to say. But they, as a matter of, and if that question comes up, the minute after the first bombing, or within the same the day of the first bombing, we had them get into it.
Who's doing this bombing?
Oh, there's, I checked with them this afternoon about it. The FBI doesn't have a single lead on it. Not a single one. The natural assumption is that it's somebody connected with the union, or at least somebody among the employees who are out. But
now, are these all railway labor people involved here?
Yes, they are.
What do their leaders say about these bombings?
They have condemned them. George Leidy, Earl Leidy, George Leidy, president of the Railroad Labor Executives Association, has made a statement that anybody who does this is an enemy of the community. He implied in one of his statements that he wouldn't know whether it was done by some of the union people or whether it was some kind of counter-sabotage as far as the company's concerned, which seems to be a crazy thing to get into. But they have not been able to, so far, they have not been able to identify even the nature of where it's coming.
And what happened today?
They blew up two of them. They blew up one track. The dynamite went off under the engine. And they blew up the engine and derailed 27 cars. Then shortly after that, there was only about 15 miles from where you were. There was another dynamiting which blew up the other track. Did not apparently get any cars at all. Nobody hurt on either of them. But they've now, in effect, blown up both tracks at that point, so that they've shut off the service.
What is at issue?
In the dispute itself, wages, and at this point, the return to them. They had about 2,000 employees on there originally. The strike's been going on for 14 months now. They had about 2,000 employees, and they're now running it with about less than a quarter of that number. And so the issues are wages and now what to do about the all the former employees. The company refused to grant the wage increase, which all the other railroads in the country granted about a year and a half ago. That's where this started. They claimed they couldn't pay it, and have refused to do it. And then there was an emergency board set up by you about. I guess the board was set up the 1st of November or thereabouts. And they recommended, this is an emergency board just for this railroad, they recommended that the railroad should make the same wage increase that the other railroads had, and the railroad turned it down. We have formally recommended arbitration, which the railroad, which the unions have accepted, but which the railroad has rejected. The railroad management has taken a pretty high and mighty attitude. As near as I can tell down there, the general sentiment is fairly critical of them. But at this point, it doesn't seem to me that we're appropriately going to anything except the fact of violence.
What about voluntary arbitration?
In the sense of recommendations, you mean?
Yeah, just to let him appoint one, and unions appoint one, and the public one, and then let him make a recommendation, but it not be binding.
Well, let's see. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to expect by way of reactions on that at this point.
The reason I asked the governor, congressional delegation, they were all rather critical of the railroad this afternoon.
That's right.
But they said that if they could ever get the unions to take point one and the government's point one and the railroad one, that that would put such pressure on him when they came in with their recommendations, he'd have to take them, even though it was voluntary and even though it wasn't compulsory. And if he didn't, it would put them in a position where they could really get some action. And I just listened. I didn't say anything. But that's what the governor's trying to sell. Senator Holland said, well, he won't take that. He was Ball, I believe his name, said he won't do it. And the governor said, yes, I think he will. But I don't think the railroad labor will do it.
Well, I would doubt. I think they would do it. It could at least be tried. If those people think that they could deliver him,
they think a public recommendation like that, where he appointed one, and railroad labor appointed one, and the United States government appointed one, or state government, I don't know who, he didn't say, he just said public. He didn't say so, but his tone of voice and his attitude was that they would recommend about what this board recommended.
I'm pretty sure that would be true.
And then they said that he'd just be without a leg.
Well, I
believe
so much lying. Of course, that's just almost exactly like what your board, what the presidential board did. You see, the only difference would be that presidential board was appointed by the president.
And he didn't name one of them.
He didn't name one of them. Now, if he's ready to do business, this would be...
I'll talk to the governor a little more about it tonight.
Well, the governor's man called me about this about 10 days ago. I, at that point, was very much inclined to think it was just another stall. I don't think I need to tell you that Ball has quite a strong influence over a number of those people.
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
And I took, including the fellow Mason, who's the head of the Utilities Commission, who was the fellow that's been handling this. So that coming from him, I was inclined to think that suggestion was probably just one more stall. But if those people are, on the basis of that conversation with you...
I don't know how to judge them. I would think just looking at it from afar, arm's length, I think they'd be on Ball's side. And he would be influential with them because of the situation in this state. But the governor didn't talk that way. The governor said that this is horrible. This has got to stop. And Ball has got to submit to voluntary arbitration. And they said, well, what the hell good do you think that'd do? He's already had arbitration. They said, well, if he names one, and labor names one, and the public names one, the public will understand that again, that he's had his man there, and he's been sitting in all these arguments, and the government hadn't framed up on him, and he's had a man on the jury. And then, he got to take it, and he'll have to take it. So that, I didn't want to get into it because I didn't know enough about it, didn't want to get committed, and I wanted to talk to you, and so I just listened. But he was kind of aggressive.
My reaction would be this. In the first place, Brian has been accusing the federal government of preempting this whole thing, and we don't want to let that develop. My second reaction is that we've got nothing to lose on this, and... my second reaction is that I don't think he knows what he's talking about, but my third is that we've got nothing to lose on it.
Bill?
Yeah.
So, pop it there.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Right.
We got nothing to lose.
That's right.
Well, I'll talk to him, and what would be the modus operandi?
Oh, I'd get in touch with the union right away. See if...
Why don't you just ask them, just tell them that this suggestion's been made and see what their reaction be before we get our neck out further.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell them also that we got to condemn this bombing?
Yeah. Tell you, if we're going back to the union, then maybe that statement better be... this statement will be interpreted by the union as being at least an implied criticism of them. The one that I gave Jack Valenti. I said something about... doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't make any difference who's right and who's wrong. We just don't settle things this way in this country.
Well, I thought it was a good statement. Continued violence against Florida East Coast Railroad is appalling. Without regard to who is right and who is wrong, this criminal action has got to stop. We don't settle things in this way in this country. The FBI has thrown the full force into investigating the bombing. Now, if you could, after talking to them, just say we've got to say something, just let me put one more sentence in and say, therefore, I ask the president of the railroad and the head of the union to immediately appoint one man to meet with one I designate.
All right. When do you make your speech? About
an hour or so.
I'll try to get back to you before that. If not, I'll get back out.
All right, just get back to me, because I don't know what to do. Get as soon as you can.
Very good.